This is the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we cover Chapter 7 of Publication 56-53, the IRS Cost Segregation Audit Techniques Guide. This chapter is one of the most powerful tools in the cost segregation study for properties in certain industries because it contains the IRS's own approved asset classification matrices. And when a study follows them, examiners are told not to challenge the results. Let me explain what that means. Chapter 7 provides classification guidance for 7 specific types of property. The industries are retail stores, restaurants, pharmaceutical and biotech facilities, casinos and gaming establishments, auto dealerships, auto manufacturing facilities, and residential rental properties. The 2024 and 2025 update to Publication 56-53 added the residential rental category. That is an important addition for real estate investors. For each industry, the chapter lays out which assets belong in the fast depreciation classes and which belong in the slow ones. Let me give you a few examples to make this concrete. In a restaurant, a hood and suppression system over a cooking line is connected to the cooking equipment. It serves the restaurant's business activity directly, not just the structure of the building. The matrix says that kind of asset can be Section 1245 personal property, qualifying for the 5 or 7 year class instead of the 39 year class. In a retail store, specialty lighting designed to show off merchandise is different from general lighting that just illuminates a room. The matrix addresses how to split these. Process wiring that connects point-of-sale systems can fall into a faster class. In a residential rental, tenant finish items like carpet and vinyl flooring, certain light fixtures, and some cabinetry can qualify as personal property under the 5 or 7 year class. Now here is the language that makes Chapter 7 especially valuable. Chapter 2 of the same guide states directly that if a taxpayer's classifications match the applicable industry matrix, examiners should not make adjustments to those categorizations and lives. That is not a suggestion. That is the IRS telling its own agents to stand down when the matrix is followed. That is as close as cost segregation gets to a safe harbor. A safe harbor is a rule that says if you do things this way, you are protected. Chapter 7 is not a formal safe harbor in the legal sense, but the practical effect is the same. Mash the matrix, and the examiner has no basis to challenge. How does this apply to your study? If your property is a restaurant, a retail store, a residential rental, or one of the other covered types, we look at Chapter 7 when we prepare your classifications. We build your study to align with the matrix for your industry. And when we write the legal analysis in your report, we cite the specific Chapter 7 subchapter that covers your property type. That citation tells any future examiner exactly where the IRS's own guidance sits and why no adjustment is warranted. For property types not covered in Chapter 7, we rely on other authorities, including case law and general Section 168 principles. But when Chapter 7 applies, it is the strongest single reference available because the IRS wrote it and it says examiners should accept it. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see whether the Chapter 7 matrices apply to your property type, take a look at the authority library in your report.